These are the headline stories from newspapers of Elgin 100 years ago. The Elgin Area Historical Society presents them, and I'm Larry Drayfall. These were the headline stories of May 10th, 1918. Boys and girls of the Junior Red Cross in Elgin have been doing their part in the war effort. The activity of the Elgin Junior Red Cross chapter in the last 2 months caught the eye of C.M. Buell, chairman of the National Junior Red Cross. The high school and all Elgin's grammar schools have actively collected hospital supplies and numerous articles of clothing to be sent to Belgium and France for its children. With Elgin's campaign for the Third Liberty Loan garnering more than $900,000 in pledges, it's now time for local patriots to boost the Thrift Stamp and War Savings Certificate program. A $500,000 goal has been set for the local effort. The collection and sale will end on May 18th. In that time, the Elgin community will have to make up more than $100,000 in program sales. Students in Elgin schools will be educated in the program's goals, and they, in turn, will bring the message to parents and others in the community. The Elgin Commercial Club was addressed by retired U.S. Navy Captain W.H. Staten. His message: there is a desperate need for ships, and the need is now. Staten's address was one of the most stirring heard by the Commercial Club members. Staten reminded the audience the nation's army will undoubtedly win the war, but no soldier can make it to the European theater unless they are carried there by the Navy. He indicated that those men also must be supplied, and merchant vessels need to be protected against the daring attacks of German U-boats by the Navy. The wage demands of railmen may also be aided by a decree from Railroad Wage Commissioner Director General McAdoo. The commission dispensed more than $280 million to make, quote, a sufficient increase to maintain that standard of living which the railmen had obtained in the pre-war period. The wage adjustment will benefit the lowest paid of all rail workers. High paid workers will receive the least percentage of the pay increase. Many Elgin rail workers have indicated the increase would likely be invested in war saving and thrift stamps. These were the headline stories of Elgin's newspapers 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more on the Historical Society, go to www.elginhistory.org.